But the game is such a... I mean, it has... It's flashy, and it looks like a shooter, but it's really a sort of arcade type... Like, it actually has a lot in common with PGR and Geometry Wars, even though you have guns.
Well, we're trying to get kudos.
Yeah, that's basically it. And the way that you can, you're trying to build up a combo throughout the level, and that combo is more important. It isn't really about shooting people. It's about timing the pace of your play.
Yeah.
Over the course of the level, in you know, either of the two ways. Obviously, you can play them a little bit different. But then that this combo is being built up, and then you're losing it piece by piece, and you're trying to get it and get back on top.
Well, it's like Tony Hawk isn't really about skating.
Right.
It's about combos.
Tony Hawk is I was thinking about this morning as I was driving in. Tony Hawk actually has some of the same virtues. It has points.
Right.
And points are just not, they're not a thing. You know, when you're not putting in quarter after quarter.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. People aren't playing for score anymore, and so a game that's all about score.
They don't understand it, and they don't understand the score portion, why the scoring is important, and why the score mechanism is what makes the game fun. So they're discarding the entirety of the game and then comparing the basic shooter mechanics to other games whose only virtue is their shooting mechanics.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what does the score get you? Well, it's just a high score.
Exactly. It's like when we used to play Return to Castle Wolfenstein and we saw those reviews that were like, yeah, you can get the gold, but it doesn't really do anything.
The treasure. All you can find is treasure.
it's treasure. you want to get it. You want to obtain it. That's what makes it treasure.
Yeah. But it's not, it doesn't do anything. There's no reason to get it. It's treasure.
Yeah.
That is the reason you get it.
Yeah, it's because of its treasure nature. So you blow open this crypt and there's a bunch of gold bars in there that doesn't excite you.
Yeah.
Then we have alien perspectives.
Yeah.
Like there is nothing in common. Like I still like pinball. Like there's all these classic styles of play and ways of rating play.
Yeah.
That I think are just sort of out of fashion or something.
But I do think that it's confusing because it really does, watching it.
It looks like
a third person shooter. Like it should be like Gears of War or something. Now that I've watched you guys play it a bunch, it does look more like a racing game where you're talking about going through a track, like making laps around a track and trying to maintain that combo
each lap.
Yeah.
Each time you go around. Yeah, I mean, and we've discussed that before too, where people don't play the game that is in front of them. They play like their expectations of the game that they imagined that it would be.
That's a huge thing right now, yeah.
And this is not, it's not what people thought it would be. I mean, I wonder if this is part of the reason why they were so tight-lipped.
Yeah.
Throughout, because I mean, it's really just now that you're starting to understand what the gameplay is actually about. And I wonder if they had a sense that people wouldn't understand it, or if people wanted them to make another game where you are a car.
Yeah, well, people are definitely going to play the club against what they thought it was going to be, or what they think it should be.
Oh, it always happens.
I mean, that's what you either have. You either have people who are playing it thinking it was going to be one thing and now it's something else, or playing it thinking, well, this is fine, but it should be like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it's actually... There's a lot going for it. Like, I'm not sure how much... It has several multiplayer modes, and I'm not sure that... Certainly for Keek and I, I'm not sure if that's the focus.
Like, yeah.
We would... I mean, this hasn't happened since the 8th grade or something. Well, no, even
trying to
later,
beat the other person's high score.
Trying to beat the other person's high score, or one person does a run, and a run in this game, it's just a few minutes.
Yeah.
It's just a few tightly controlled minutes where you're trying to generate a route.
Yeah.
And you're trying to execute that route in a way that is...
Optimal.
But it isn't like... Ordinarily, that type of gameplay doesn't drive me crazy, but it has to do with the amount of gameplay you are experiencing at a time.
Yeah.
Like, in WoW, in order to get mathematically optimal, would require a ridiculous amount of time on my part and on the rest of the guild's part.
Yeah.
Right? To get the right stuff, to make all the numbers come up exactly right, that I'm not interested in that. But I can play, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, and I can get that 2 or 3 minutes down to an incredible level of polish.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, another game, Stuntman. So apparently they're not making Stuntman games anymore, and I totally understand why. Because the game is... You played it, right?
Yeah.
That game is incredibly fucking hard.
Yeah.
And it is... It has exactly the same idea, where the amount of gameplay, this level, is only a couple minutes.
But you want to do it perfectly.
Exactly. But you are sort of orchestrating the maneuvers. But you're trying to create them. You're trying to create this route and then try to do it inside those.
Yeah. But is there an audience for these types of games anymore? I mean, it used to be that when you were playing by yourself, high score was what you played for because what else would you do?
Yeah, I mean, remember, people would mail their scores in.
Yeah, yeah.
They would write their scores on an envelope.
I remember reading magazines, and you would see high scores like this is, and you're like, oh god.
Oh, but it's like pictures or it didn't happen. Where is the fucking picture? You know what I'm saying? It's right. Like, get that Polaroid shit.
Yeah.
Snap it.
But now it's all about the multiplayer experience or playing for unlockable, you know,
achievements,
items or achievements. Yeah. The achievements are essentially the new score. Right.
Yeah, the gamer score, like this, the meta score.
Yeah, which is maybe too bad.
Well, it's fine, but I mean, it's a matter of where you start to look at the scoring.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with both types of score.
Yeah.
I like scores in games.
Yeah. But I wonder if people's negative reaction to the club is because score just isn't enough anymore. Just raw, a number in the upper right-hand corner of my screen.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the leaderboards are a focus for this game. Like, they're a focus for this game in a way that maybe other
well,
games aren't.
Well, they have to be, yeah. I mean...
You know, it's basically like that screen you get at the arcade, that first wave where people are putting in there.
Yeah.
Thanks. I mean...
I wonder if the ability to download people's runs... Like, a high score is one thing, but to be able to see how they did it...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in PGR.
I used to download demos of PGR videos all the time. In fact, I even watched the Heroes channel.
Oh, really?
Did you ever see that?
No.
So, you could watch the Heroes channel, which was like... You're watching like the best racers go.
Oh, okay.
And it was actually really, I found it really exciting. Like, I found that expectation element really enjoyable.
I really enjoy watching people who are good at games play them almost as much as playing them. Like,
yeah, I think we need to put that into PAX.
Yeah.
Like, these people who are putting up these videos and these speed runs, like, I think as a spectator sport
could be great.
Some of those things, like people who are incredible at Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
It's amazing to watch.
Yeah. Have you seen that video of the kid? A little kid doing
it? No, I haven't. There's apparently a 9-year-old sort of savant.
Oh, my God. He must be some kind of savant. Yeah, I mean, he does the turnaround where he's not watching the screen for a while, and it's incredible. Brad showed it to me.
What song? Do you know?
I don't know any of the Guitar Hero stuff. It looked like a real hard one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With a lot of notes.
But he was doing all... Watching his hand do the pull-offs and the hammer-ons and stuff, it was mind-blowing.
I wonder if his dad's proud.
Fuck, he's got to be. We videotaped it and put it on YouTube.
I hope so. It was his dad doing it?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, we'll watch that. We'll watch that later.